Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, in the studio with us is Scott Lempke. Scott's the new superintendent out at Lac Parole Valley, and this is a Lac Parole Valley school update, and welcome to the school update there, Scott.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be here.
Yeah. How long have you been on the job?
Well, since July 1.
Okay.
So, a little bit. Yep.
Why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, again, my name is Scott Lempke. Prior to taking the superintendency here in Lac Parole, I was a principal in the Minnewaska School District. I started out at the elementary there, and then when I finished up, I was principal at the middle school. And then prior to that, I was a principal in Elk River, and before that, in Anoka. So, been around a little bit, but
yeah.
It's been a great couple of months. The office staff is doing a fantastic job of keeping me heading in the right direction and making sure I find out everything I need to find out. So it's been a good transition.
That's great. We're glad to have you. And I know Rick, you were in with Rick the last time we did a Lac Parole Valley school update with Rick. So
yes,
he's enjoying retirement, I bet.
He is. Yep. I still get in contact with him every once in a while.
I'm sure you have a lot of questions for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a wealth of knowledge. You can learn a lot from him. But Rick has a new granddaughter too.
Oh.
So that's been exciting news going on in his life.
Okay. You have family?
I do. Okay. My wife, Kari, and I own, or she owns, a small business in downtown Alexandria, Minnesota, called 6th and Broadway Clothing and Decor. That's her full-time gig. And then we have three children. My daughter, Charlotte, is a sophomore at the University of Jamestown, and she plays volleyball there.
Oh.
My son, Dean, is going to be a senior, and he just committed that he's going to go to Minnesota State University, Moorhead. And he's going to play football there. And then my youngest is Rosemary, and she is starting middle school and on the swim team. So,
athletic family then.
Yeah. Well, keeps them busy. Not too much energy.
That's great. All right. And I understand you're a musician too. We talked about that last time, I think, didn't we?
Yeah. That's kind of my,
hobby.
You know, everybody kind of has their thing to recharge their battery. And I love to play guitar, and I've been playing in a guitar duo called the Sundogs now for about 6 years. And we just do that enough for it to be fun. But it's a good release.
I understand they're always looking for a band for prom and stuff like that, or homecoming.
I bet the students would love that.
All right, Scott, well, welcome to Q92. First time doing a Lac Parole Valley school update. And
yeah.
I understand you had a school board meeting last night, huh?
We did. We had the August school board meeting. And a few noteworthy things to share, being the beginning of the year. We introduced the board to new staff. We have a handful of new teachers that are going to be in the district now this year. And I'll share them with you here. Sydney Gertis is going to be at the middle high school building teaching business.
Mm.
Ashley Wente is going to be teaching English at the high school. Caitlin Fisher will also be at the high school teaching English language learners. Ryan Hill is going to be at the Appleton Milan campus doing special education, as will Michelle Zapata. And then Brenda Knutson is at the high school teaching English language arts. Joshua Mansky is at the high school teaching science. And so
awesome.
those are our new staff here this year.
You know what? When you're reading some of those names, they're, some of them are former Lac Parole graduates and
yes.
Dawson Boyd graduates.
Yes, as they were introduced, a number of them mentioned that. Yeah, that they're excited to be back.
And that's exciting that they want to come back.
Yes,
and make their career here and live here. So
absolutely, that's a sign that the town's been a good experience for them. Obviously, they're back contributing. So
good. All right. Anything else on the school board meeting there?
Yeah. Well, we do have in the general election this year, we have three district seats or board member seats that are going to be up for election. And that is the districts number 3, 4, and 6. And running in District 3 is Kent Olson. Running in District 4 is Shannon Banky, who is currently on the school board. And in District 6, Danny Persky is running again as well.
Okay.
And then I can also share, there's been a lot of construction going on in our building and on our grounds here recently, if anybody's been by the high school building. So But at the board meeting last night, the board just approved the bid for the audiovisual upgrades to our auditorium. So our auditorium is it's a wonderful space. It hasn't really seen any upgrades since it was installed or it was built years ago, and so it's been long overdue. So
auditorium, are you talking the theater?
Yep. Okay. The theater area. Yep. And so basically just updating the technology, a lot has happened in the last number of years. And so we're going to be able to, when that is all finished, not only will we be able to run first class plays or performances, but also we're going to be able to live stream them because we'll have a built-in system in that room now that'll allow us to just put things out to YouTube or wherever. Yep. So families can watch them if they can't be there in person.
Great. Great addition there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is all from the referendum that was passed a year and a half or so ago or whatever?
Yes. Yep. So. Yes. And then there's also going to be physical upgrades to that space as well. But then on top of that, we've had, we just finished a pretty much a full overhaul of our airflow, HVAC systems, quality systems in the building, which again, I think were due to happen. And so that we're excited about that. And I was excited that I found out on Friday of the week before that we would have chilling in the building because that was going to be close.
Would have what?
Chilling, with air conditioning. Oh, okay. If it was in a house, it would be air conditioning.
Okay.
But it was getting close. But I'm thankful to the contractors doing the work. They pushed hard and got that in. So when students arrived on Monday, and as you know, Monday was a hot day.
Yeah, first day of school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but we had the air turned on. The cafeteria was a little muggy, but everything else was pretty good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that was a hot one on Monday. That's for sure.
Yes. Yes. So it was good that we had that in place. Something else I think that would be noteworthy for families is that at the board meeting, the board approved some minor changes to our cell phone policy in our high school handbook. During the 2024 Minnesota State legislative session, the state is requiring that all school districts adopt a formal policy on students' possession and use of cell phones, and that has to be done by March 15th of next year. And where that's coming from is the state has been looking at research that suggests that cell phones have had a negative impact on learning in schools, but also a negative impact on social-emotional learning and mental health. And so the changes that we made just last night and were approved by the board are very minor ones. Our policy really hasn't changed a ton. It essentially, if I was to put it in a nutshell, it allows students to have their cell phones during passing times, during lunch, before and after school, on the bus. They just can't have their cell phone out. It has to be put away and on silent when they're in the classroom. Learning.
Yep.
And then what we are planning to do is take the time between now and March 15th to work with families, try to do some surveying of our families and our students and our staff, and then determine if any further changes are needed. And if they are, then those would be put into effect before the deadline on March 15th.
Right. That's really been in the news, national news all over. A lot of school districts taking that policy up. And, you know, some were not severe, but, more than others. So
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you get a big input from all the teachers about that. About cell phones, huh?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Well, they're right there where the rubber meets the road, So they experience it every day. So their input's going to be very important. And I think our goal is just to find that sweet spot where families feel like they have a connection and can communicate with their child when they need to, and at the same time, there isn't a disruption to learning when they're in the school environment.
Yeah, correct. I know. Going with construction here, you drive by the school, obviously you see the track has been torn up, and talk about that a little bit. How's that progress
going? Yeah, well, so with the referendum, as you mentioned, there are a number of upgrades to our outdoor sports facilities. One that has, as you mentioned, been very active has been the track, and they just got that paved here over the weekend.
Oh, they did. Okay.
And so now, and the way that works is there's a 28-day waiting period. They have to let the asphalt cure for 28 days, and then they can come back and put the actual running surface on. So that'll take place in probably late September.
Okay.
And then we'll have that done in time for snow to fly and then track in the spring. Yep. So
I'm sure Coach Sherb, track coach, has been watching that progress.
Yes.
He's probably pretty excited to have a new track.
Absolutely. And it's going to be first class. I think I think people are going to be really happy with what they see. Right now, the contractors in the process of getting the fence put back on and everything, because we have a football game on Thursday and we have to be ready for that. So so when families come, they'll see evidence that there's been work going on.
Yep. Good. I know tennis courts, is that the next phase, or is that happening? Or
yeah, we're hoping that that can start this fall as well. The tennis courts, the state has an approval process for permitting, and the tennis courts have been in that queue waiting for approval. And so we know that we're up there now. We think approval should come through here any minute, and then as that happens, we will be able to start work on the tennis courts as well. And that would be an actual relocation of the tennis courts. They're going to dig down and put in drain tile and establish a new tennis court area. And our hope is to be able to get a good chunk of the foundation work and the ground and the paving in before before winter this year. And then next year they would again come back on and put on the surface of the tennis courts and be ready to go.
Good. All right. Anything else? Did we cover everything there, Scott?
Or the only other thing I can think of is just thank you to all of our families and our staff, because we had a fantastic first day of school with our 5th through 12th grade students yesterday. Everything went off really well there. And then something different this year, our elementary school did not start yesterday. We piloted a new thing where we used that first day to have one-on-one meetings with families, and it kind of instead of doing an open house where you run in and there's all these people and you're kind of trying to make your way through, every family got a 20-minute personalized time to come in, meet the teacher, get some baseline testing done so they can start knowing right where the kids are at on the first day of school. So today is actually the first day of school at the elementaries, and I was at Appleton Milan this morning, and a lot of happy faces. It was good to see the kids coming back and ready to roll.
Good. Well, you've hit the ground running there, Scott.
Yeah, we've been busy in a good way.
Yeah, all right. All right, thanks for coming in, giving us an update on Lock Brow Valley School.
Thanks, Paul.
Scott Lemke, the new, that's the only time I can say this now, the new superintendent out at Lock Brow Valley, and this has been another Lock Brow Valley School update.